Missed it. Peter got it. So when you are in your sins, when the Lord shows you your sin, the Holy Spirit convicts you of sins. Because he's holy and you're unholy, and his holiness shows you your unholiness. What he does? He also, he drives us to Christ. He empowers us to have victory over sin. That's not all he does. He's not just the condemning spirit. He's the Holy Spirit. He shows you, he convicts you of your unholiness, and he makes you holy in Christ. Because he's holy. His name. When the Holy Spirit is convicting you, condemning you, the Holy Spirit is not condemning you. When he's convicting you of your sin, and your sins are condemning you in Christ. Your sins are condemning you. You're just, I'm lost. I fail. I fall short. I don't reach the standard. There should be a humbling thing in your soul. Peter went out and wept bitterly. And there should be this great hope. We know the end of the story. He forgives us. He doesn't just die and say the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus, our Lord, who rose from the dead. Let me pray for us, and we're going to have an opportunity to share communion together. Bow your heads. And Kevin and Chad, if you guys want to come up and play a hymn or two for us. Father God, we confess our need for your forgiveness. We confess that we are sinners, and we deserve your judgment. We deserve your wrath. We confess our sin. And Lord, we give you praise that you have overcome death. That death has no victory. Death has no sting, because we are in Christ. Father God, we pray right now that you would show us whatever areas of our lives we have been passing the blame or living in shame and fear or boastful pride. Lord, show us, Holy Spirit, convict us of our own sins and drive us to the cross where they can be nailed, to the empty tomb where we can walk out in newness of life. Lord, I pray as you minister to us in communion, that you would give us the joy of salvation, knowing that you defeat the gates of hell. In Jesus' name, amen. Church, you can go ahead and form two lines here, this table and this table. Come on up. Maintain a silent and reverent attitude as you pick up your communion elements. Praise the Lord. eat, this is my body. And we had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it with you new in my Father's kingdom. And after singing a hymn, they went out on Mount of Olives. So hold this bread. Remember, Jesus said to Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who's in heaven. 1 Corinthians 15:50 says that flesh and blood cannot defeat sin. Your flesh and blood, you trust in yourself, you're not going to win. You put your trust in Christ, his body and blood, dies for your sin because the wage of sin is death, forgives your sin because the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. He's our Lord. He's our only hope. Hold this bread. This bread, as we're going to break it in a minute, that breaking is the confession of sin, the nailing of your sin to the cross at the cost of Jesus' life. His body, dead, broken. That's what he means by this is my body, and then he broke it. He's going to be dead by the next day when he says that. Hold the bread. Confess your sins to the Lord. Confess the ones you've hidden. Confess the ones you've kept secret. Confess the ones you've had an excuse for or blamed others for. Confess all that. The ones that you have shame and self-condemnation over. Because if Jesus forgives you, you're not allowed to withhold forgiveness. Condemn yourself. Don't be Judas. Weep bitterly over your sin and nail it to the cross with Christ. Hold this bread. Remember his death for your sins and confess your sins to him. Take a minute. Lord Jesus, we give you our sins. We thank you. We give you all of our praise and lives, along with our sins that you have taken to the cross. Lord, we lay this at your feet, knowing that the wages of our sin is death, knowing that we are helpless against the gates of hell in our own lives. Lord, we confess to you our sins. Holy Spirit, we pray you bring to mind other sins that we didn't even think of. We confess those to you. We give you praise. Church, if you've confessed your sins to the Lord, break the bread together. He has died for your sins, and let's eat together. Church, if you've confessed your sins to him, he's faithful and just, forgives your sins, he cleanses you from all unrighteousness. This is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. This means the gates of hell are destroyed in your life. You have turned to Christ, your sins are forgiven, you are not held back by them. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. You have great joy. You are not part of the 70% that lives in fear. You are the remnant in Christ that sees victory in Christ because your sins are forgiven. We weep bitterly over our sins, and we shout joyously in the forgiveness of our sins that Christ has taken for us. So take your cup, hold it, give thanks to God for His great forgiveness. Again, if you are holding on to the sin of self-condemnation, that's a sin too. You're telling Jesus his forgiveness isn't enough. You're still in Judas's side. Confess that sin too before you drink. You're not allowed to condemn yourself when Christ has forgiven you. Hold the cup. Pray forgiveness for others who have wronged you. Freely you receive forgiveness, freely you give it. Now take a minute. Church, I believe that it's possible. Christ has forgiven your sins, and there is power in knowing that, and there is power in the testament of God's grace in your life. There is power in celebrating that your sins are forgiven together, because we are the body of Christ, the church. And so, church, if there is something that Christ has forgiven in your life that you want to celebrate that forgiveness with others, this might scare you, this might be interesting to you, I don't know. But we can call out in the name of Jesus the forgiveness of our sins and celebrate with one another in Christ. I personally have experienced the forgiveness of Christ on 100 points, millions. But in particular, some strong ones that I have felt the Lord showing me. We all fall short. It's the glory of God to forgive our sins in Christ. I am experiencing the forgiveness of Christ. I have shared many times in healing our marriage in the past and drawing us closer together. And I am praising the Lord for that, and that is possible. I have experienced the forgiveness of Christ as a pastor in falling short, failing to properly teach the scriptures or apply them in particular cases. And Christ is enough. He forgives us. I don't know. Is there anyone, you can say it from your seat, praising the Lord for something He has forgiven you for that the church can celebrate together? And if someone does, I'd like us to clap for the Lord, that God is, to praise the Lord together would be the right way of saying it. Set you free from alcoholism. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Healed a marriage. Praise the Lord. Forgiving you for not heeding the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. The Holy Spirit continues to prompt. You missed some. He forgives you. You go to the next one. Praise the Lord. Not reading your Bible every day. Praise the Lord. He forgives you. He strengthens you. Carry on. Holding loved ones prisoners in our minds. Yes, He forgives us for this. Praise the Lord. Church, I believe that in eternity with heaven, He says He's going to drink this cup with us again in eternity. And I believe part of that, I believe there will be eternal purposes for all of us that never get old or boring, but grow in their joy by the day for eternity. But among that will be this multitude beyond count, chorus of God's people praising Him for all He has forgiven. We sang one of the songs we sang today, His mercy is more. My sins, they are many. His mercy is more. And I do not, there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So when your sins are confessed as forgiven, there is joy in it. And I believe that will be part of the testament of heaven, of this choir of billions, of however many souls the Lord saves when it's all said and done, giving Him praise together. You know what He forgave me for? No, He forgave me for that too. He forgave me for this, for that. That is part of the joy. It is not condemnation. It is joy. Is there any others that would want to share joyfully what God has forgiven? Depression. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The gates of hell will not prevail in Christ. Praise the Lord. Setting you free from sin nature and the power of Satan. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. From anger. Praise the Lord. Church, in Christ it is forgiven. In Christ it is forgiven. Praise the Lord. Lord Jesus, You have taken our sins. We have confessed them. We lay them at Your feet. We pray the power of Satan, the power of darkness, the power of our sin, of our own flesh and blood, broken at the cross, and free and set free in Christ. And Lord, we pray You make us missionaries that walk with You through those gates of hell and pull others out in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we give You praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Drink together, church. Glory to God. Church, I hope you're able to stay. We're going to share our potluck meal in the next couple of minutes. Enjoy one another's fellowship. We are the body of Christ in Christ. Let me pray right now for our lunch, and then we'll get the lines all formed up. Bow your heads one more time. Father God, Lord, we give You thanks for Your goodness, that You have died for our sins, that You have forgiven our sins, that You would empower us, just a bunch of Christ-denying, sinful people like Peter, that You would give us the same commission and promise to be with us to the end of the age. So, Father, we give You this mealtime, this afternoon, this fellowship time. We pray You be glorified in it, that Your church would sing Your praises together, joyfully celebrating the great, glorious freedom that You sent, that You give us in Christ. Lord, we give You this mealtime for Your glory, and we pray that we would be faithful to You in all things. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. So church, they're going to line up the tables out in the hallway here, but in a few minutes, I'll dismiss you through those doors, and we'll enjoy lunch together. Hope you can stay.